Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
I ain't gay, but I do gay stuff. Like dudes in the back of my truck.
Oh, man.
My little ass slap don't mean I'm cool. I just some when I drink my beer. Ain't nothing wrong with a little squeeze. It don't mean if you're on your knees. I love my guns and I have my rights. And I'm dudes on Friday nights.
I believe it. I love my bros
and taking back shots and camo clothes. I watch football and I spit my chaw. My buddy in the bathroom.
I'm wearing camo today.
I ain't gay.
Ellison Bradley, good morning, everybody.
12 in a row.
Oh, my God.
We hit the lake and cut off jeans. Rub each other down with sunscreen. He grabs my waist. I slap his ass. Just two men who like to smash. We share a tent and share a chew. I say his but just us two. Don't call it gay. Don't make it weird. It's just what bros do with a couple beers.
I believe it.
My bros and taking back shots and camo clothes. I watch football and I spit my chaw. My buddy in the bathroom stall. I ain't gay. Now hear me out. I just like men and I say it proud.
Paige, we will burn a copy of that. You can give it to your friends.
But they are gay.
Now bend on over and I'll show you.
You know what? That's so wild. I had no clue.
WESC. Welcome.
Long John Landrum is not playing that song. I think we'll skip this one here.
I'd love to see him. Herb, hey, have you seen him in years?
No, but I really love him.
They don't like you to say positive things about other radio stations.
Oh, my
stations.
Gosh.
Well, I mean, it's just...
You know. All of them.
I don't think Kick Slayton, Aaron Michael, any of them want to play that song. I don't blame you.
Kix probably would like it, though.
Here's a new one called Gay Country Song.
He's funny.
What's this about?
That dude was great.
Yeah.
I mean, he was magnificent, but God bless, man. Long John Landrum.
Oh, what a
gem of a man.
So nice.
Legend. 92.5.
I love him.
How many people are in the work truck now saying, you know what, that's not that bad of a song. Run it back.
Play it again.
Put that on your podcast.
Yeah, get on that Odyssey or iHeart or whatever one you got and roll it back.
What did you say?
We on both now.
That's the Odyssey. Last one. Kind of
God, now that we're on iHeart for the podcast, like, do we get to go to their Christmas party?
I mean, I think we should.
Do we get to
right?
go to the award show?
Yeah, it might get us into more.
Oh, nah. I don't want to do all that.
I never said it never worked for him, and look, here we are.
Well, you'll never predict where you will end up in this business. Ooh. I've learned that.
Well, that's true.
So, well, I mean, I've been in a situation where I was the one coming in when the people were fired, and that's not a good thing.
Well,
like they did it
unless
at
you
midnight.
Were the first.
Flip the format.
Where's my desk?
God, that's true. That happened.
At midnight, man.
Yeah, they did.
Suck.
They got rid of the person there. You got to go.
This station was a country station when it started. 93Q Country. I don't know what the Q stood for. Don't look at me. After that song we just played.
Oh, was Mark Hendricks on there for a little
bit? No, he wasn't even there. That was at Stone Avenue.
It was Paige was. That was Lori Clark. Lori Clark.
I was hoping Mark was on there with like a country name.
It was brutal.
Yeah. Ugh.
Coming up next, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. But right now, it's Bellamy Brothers. Yeah.
And I actually...
If I said you had a beautiful body, hold it against me.
We'll go play some Garth. Yeah, Rope in the Wind. Then we'll play some Hell Catch
okay,
Him after that.
Okay, puker.
Yeah, I got a thinking problem too, David Ball. Here it is, everybody. Good morning. Yeah, I admit it. I got a thinking problem.
God, that'd been fun to work in country radio.
It was interesting, to say the least.
I did it one night only, and that was frantic. I was scared to death. What? We were in the same building because I was wrestling Matt on the planet from midnight at 6 a.m., and then Long John called me and says, he misplaced car keys or some keys or something. He could not come over there. He's like, can you do both?
Oh, just run the board. Yeah, we've done that before. Like, put on a song.
But I can't go over there and be me. So that's when
I... Did you have to talk up a song?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Cowboy Matt.
Oh, Lord.
Swear on all graves, everyone's.
But see, you...
I swear on Corey Graves.
See, okay, you know how to do that then, which was harder, and you can't do this now?
That's
what
a good question.
What the hell?
You know, that is very, very solid point.
Because then you had to cue up the music.
Yeah.
This, you just push a button. It's pretty simple. Like, if you can't run this.
Yeah, when I was coming up, it was CDs, and I thought that sucked. I didn't have carts.
Yeah, but it's you know.
You didn't have, oh, yeah, that's right. It was computerized.
It's not that, like, I mean, no matter how I say it, it sounds bad or whatever. There's no need for me to know how to do it. I mean, like, I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, if one or two of y'all aren't here, like, I'm not going to come in and just do the show by myself anyway.
Many have.
That's true.
I've never done the show by myself.
Ever? You've never done it?
You've not, no. A show, not this show.
Oh.
I mean, I'm getting...
Plus, you're never going to have to board out for the weekends or anything like that. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
And plus, it's a different setup now.
Yeah, board hopping is a little different than... Because you got to pay attention and stuff.
Plus, it all depends on what do you want to know. Like, how much do you want to, you know, learn about whatever
you do? I think the
more
you know in this business, the better you are. I'm just going to say it like it is.
See, I always come back to creating value for yourself. I used to think people would take advantage, but maybe it's a little bit of both.
Well, I'm only saying that because that's what my boss told me.
See,
I mean, that's what he says.
Management speak. They'll rely on you a lot more if, like, hey, if you know how to do everything, I know to call you if somebody calls in.
Oh, really?
I know I can count on you if somebody flakes out on me.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if you let more people sleep in the parking lot.
Maybe I know how to do it all, and I've just been smart in that like I did.
All right.
But maybe that time when I built the entertainment center on top of the
you're just getting
coffee
into
table. Maybe I just wanted a friend to come over.
Why'd you call me?
Exactly.
I wish we were further into the break. That would have been a good go out.
I know, should have waited 4 minutes on that one.
Because he knew you can lift it.
One person couldn't, but two. Yeah.
So when you did that kind of like reinvigorate you a little bit? Like, I want to build something else.
Because
I'm trying to figure out, I don't know if you have a puzzle mind or not.
I don't. I have, I don't think it's in good taste to do it now, but like I had a teacher tell me that I was a savant, and I don't know if that... I told my mom that, and she seemed put off by it. Like,
well,
it was kind of like saying you're a smart R word.
It's the idiot part.
It's kind of like I felt as though she was like not, but you know, I don't know. It's kind of.
I never really knew what it meant. I gotta look it up.
So it's like,
I don't feel like I've ever heard it in a, like a positive context.
I think it's no, I know. It's not ever a positive
context. It would be something like you would never assume that you would know how to do, you know, create a painting or, you know, write a great novel.
Thank you.
Do you want the official
definition? I call it a novella, but go ahead.
It says a person with a savant could refer to a person with savant syndrome. It's a rare condition where a person with developmental disability or a brain injury exhibits exceptional skills in a specific area, such as math or music or wiping your ass, it says.
What? It didn't say
so
the
So it did mean that. No wonder maybe my mama got mad.
I'd be a little upset.
He ain't a savant.
Wow.
Those are the people that...
So it really does mean that.
Yeah, and usually if you're an idiot, you're not speaking and you're very withdrawn.
It's backhanded as hell.
I thought it was like they thought I was a beautiful mind or something.
No.
Numbers flying in the
God.
Air.
God! Wow.
Your son is a savant. Was he in gifted and talented or was he in resource classes? More than
only the chorus. That's in gifted and talented chorus.
Barbershop.
Yeah. Oh, it was the savant chorus. Here are the savant singers from Wade Hampton High School.
Man. I don't know. I can't read directions and
I don't like to
perform them. I mean, I can't.
Like I would try to would want to try to figure it out. Like I don't like looking at directions.
Have you ever thought about like we are so lucky in some regards to be living in the time that we live at right now when it comes to GPS. I mean, it's not that it's been around all that long per se, but like, I just remember like my parents driving around with maps. I mean, I'm talking about big ass maps where they were unfolded all the way. Or you would print them out on MapQuest, right. And stuff would be
dude,
thick
I
as
did.
A book.
Oh, like
when
the
I was
copies.
Hot-tubbing.
Yeah, the copies of MapQuest.
I bought a big Rand McNally. Like the Pilot gas station.
Isn't that wild to think you had to look, okay, I'm going here and then I got to remember to take this exit. Now, you're not even, I find myself sometimes when I'm, you know, driving places that I need directions or whatever, I'm listening to the directions.
Yeah.
In 10 miles, you're going to take a left onto this road. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I remember driving across the country.
I kind of not paying attention in a sense.
How fun that was where I asked my brother, I said, why are we going this direction? And he's like, shut up, I know what I'm doing. I said, but the sign says west. We need to go east, dumbass.
We're on the world's biggest chili bowl. I know. I always had a good sense of direction, but this is at the time, if you're going to somebody's address, you get to the main road, you got to call them.
Oh,
they guide me in from here.
Well, you didn't have a cell phone either. I mean, it's hard to, like, you got to give a tip of the cap to your parents and your grandparents and those before, but God bless. The fact that your parents ever met on time for a date because they didn't know where the bowling alley was at. I mean, God.
The older heads, if you see them out, will still ask for directions.
Go to a gas station.
Yeah, at this point, you're like,
and you know,
I'm not going to try to tell you.
A lot of people just say, go to the light, make a left.
Like, I'm not going to be able to tell you as good as your GDS is going to tell you, you know?
GPS.
So just look it up. It goes through your car if you have a newer car. And I mean, it plots it for you.
Yeah.
There's no reason to ask anybody for anything these days.
Well, somebody takes, how often do you have to use that? I'll tell you this. When I, not like to home. I mean, when I leave, I know where I'm going.
To home?
Yeah. Like, I know where home is or whatever.
Put me home.
I know where work is. But sometimes even if I'm going to the farm or because to go to the farm, there's six ways I can go. And depending on what time of day I'm going,
four
of those ways you do not want to go. So I will put it on for that because it'll tell me, you know, especially up around the country. But they've decided to do all the road work at one time. Like every road that needed, they're doing it all at once. And like
seems like in that county.
And then when you get a school bus up, Jesus Christmas.
That's what in it was.
Why doesn't anybody ever say Jesus Halloween?
You know what?
Jesus Thanksgiving, Jesus Easter.
Mix it up a little bit, people.
It's just Jesus Christmas.
Jesus
I've never
even
heard
liked
that
Christmas?
Before.
Jesus loved Christmas. It's his birthday
what
6 months later.
4th of July might could be his favorite holiday. You have to ask him when he comes back.
Well, he was an American.
Who's going to get the interview with Jesus when he comes back like a thief in the night? Who's it going
to
be?
I bet he goes to, I tell you who he wouldn't go to. Before I could tell you where he would go to.
Yeah, there were a few he'd miss.
Definitely not going to New York City. Not going to... he's not going to Texas.
Yeah, he's probably not going.
Probably not going out in the barn either.
Not going to do Alex Jones, I imagine.
What? No, what do you mean? Jesus wouldn't do my show?
Jesus? We got Jesus on the show.
We've
Jesus is coming.
Making money for 25 years saying he was coming back. What do you mean he won't do our show?
Jesus, I want to ask you about the gay frogs, Jesus.
I've never done that with a ding dong.
The frogs are gay!
When we come back, we invite you to go to our YouTube channel. We're at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and like it and subscribe.
Probably already got a notification.
Hopefully so. A special Halloween edition live of Facebook Fussin'.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What? You're about to hear it's real. It's a real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and send in. By you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, as always, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid. The very stupid.
You know what tomorrow is? It's Halloween. And today is Facebook fussing. Halloween implications on this one today. And we are live streaming this performance right now. YouTube at the Rise Guys. YouTube.com/ the Rise Guys, or at the Rise Guys, I believe.
We should not have any echo issues, so we should be good to go.
Let's ask the chat. Hey, chat.
Chat. What's that, Lady Marine, Jimmy Johnson, Avalanche fan?
We sound all right.
Jethro.
We sound all right.
It looks terrible, though.
Fins up tonight, Jethro.
It's way too bright.
Yeah, a little...
awful.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something I can fix, or... is that something...
You know, at this point...
the camera would probably try to fix. Or no echoes, we're good.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
Okay. YouTube at The Rise Guys. Oh, you're...
There's nothing in it.
Okay.
Jones have
her big old mug just fell over. I was like, oh Lord. This could be like a gallon of coffee just gonna go everywhere.
She got the Stanley, Lord Stanley's mug.
That thing is huge. It looks like the NHL if you won. I'm saying it looks like the Stanley Cup. It's huge.
It is.
You know why? It is a Stanley, yeah. Okay. I stole my joke. Heckler. Here we go. Scene number one.
That's my new thing.
Facebook fussing. Let me scroll back up. I'm so sorry. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Decapitate is Matt Man. Playing the role of Mama Fide is Fat Boy. Playing the role of her daughter Tara Fide is Matt Man. Playing the role of Jacqueline Hoff is Paige.
Okay.
And action. Quick poll for my fellow neighbors in Blank Blanco Estates. Do you agree that there should be someone at the gate on Halloween checking to make sure the kids and their parents and or guardians actually live here? Pumpkin emoji, ghost emoji. Every year, people from outside of our community come in because, well, we give out great candy and it's safe. That's why we live in a gated community, to keep the unsafe out. Please check agree or disagree. And I'm sure that most of you feel the same way that I do.
LMAO Decapitate. Nobody's voting because you sound like the Halloween Border Patrol. License and candy permit, please. Crying laughing emoji. Sombrero emoji.
Oh, hey, Mama Fide. Didn't realize you still lurk around the page since you moved out. I'm just saying what everybody's thinking. Nobody wants strangers flooding the neighborhood.
D. You hand out full-size Snickers and frickin' Twixes. You're why they come here. This ain't about safety. It's about you wanting credit for your candy budget.
You know, we work hard to afford this community, Mama Fide. It's not my fault if people from other areas, and you know what I mean, try to take advantage.
Two big eyeball emojis. Other areas? You mean kids in Spider-Man costumes? What are they taking advantage of? You're flipping porch lights? Hashtag self, hashtag righteous, hashtag witch, hashtag replace the W with a hashtag B.
What the hell?
Mummified, you moved to Poodle Creek. Don't they have, like, wild trick-or-treaters running around without supervision? I've heard stories.
Stories? Oh, come on, Decapitate. It's not the Walking Dead in Guadalajara. It's kids with freaking glow sticks. Calm down, Count Gatula.
Count Gatula, okay, whatever. Some of us just prefer to feel safe instead of surrounded by riffraff. I don't know. I'm not sorry, Mama. I just can't let it go on.
Hey, Dee. Hey, Mama. I'm new here. Smile emoji. Just want to say I think it's so sweet that Decapitate wants to protect kiddos. We don't get many trick-or-treaters where I used to live. Just bats in the attic, LOL. Bat emoji.
Jacqueline Hoff. No, don't encourage her. You're about to get volunteer for flashlight duty at the darn gate.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm too scared to check IDs. Last time I told someone, you're not from here. It was my mailman. Three crying, laughing emojis.
See, Mama, Jacqueline Hoff gets it. We just want safe candy distribution. It's not all that deep.
Decapitate. You say that like you're FEMA for fun-sized Milky Ways. You know your husband hates you doing this.
Okay, and you say that like you forgot how to behave in a gated community. Maybe that's why you had to move, huh, Mama Fide? And keep my husband out of your mouth. Not like that. I mean his name. Keep it out. Darn, I'm mad. Mom, this lady's nuts. You don't need a candy cop at the gate. What's she gonna do? Frisk a 6-year-old Elsa? And who even are you? Shouldn't you be on Facebook for teens, you little girl?
That's my daughter, Terrified. Watch your flipping mouth.
Oh, Terrified. You're Mummified's daughter. Okay, well, that explains a lot. Apples, trees, dogs, and fleas. You know what? You're a real bitch, Decapitate.
Terrified! You can't say that!
Oh, please, Mummified. I'm glad they moved. Trash knows trash. Tell your demoted husband I said hi. I hope he's enjoying life in Poodle Creek, where the only thing unsafe is that someone stole your damn golf course. Ninja emoji, golf course emoji.
You know what, Decapitate? Keep your gate. Just remember, locks don't fix ugly.
Okay, and poor don't fix jealous. Happy Halloween, you count. Oopsies, I misspelled that.
End scene.
Oh my God.
Misspelled again.
You know, doing two roles is extremely difficult. I have to color code it. So I had to make the girl, the daughter, in pink. So I remember she was the younger daughter. And then the other one was in like a purple kind
fuchsia.
Of. Like a fuchsia.
Well, especially when they go back and forth, you know, line to line. It's like, oh, I got to jump in and be this bitch for a second.
Happy Halloween, you count.
Oh, I misspelled that.
Okay, we're live at YouTube at The Rise Guys. And if you don't get to see it live or you don't have YouTube, first of all.
Internet's down.
Yeah.
You got YouTube.
Sorry.
Big fat count.
Go ahead and go on there and like us and follow and all that stuff and watch it live. If you don't, shortly after the show, we will have this on Instagram, Facebook, X, and many others. All right, here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Robin Graves is Fat Boy. Playing the role of D, Monic, is Matt Man. Playing the role of B-Headed is Paige. Playing the role of Rick or Treat is Fat Boy. And the narrator, of course, is Paige. And action.
This post is from the Silver Blank Neighborhood Facebook page, where every argument starts with, as a mother, and ends with someone getting blocked. This post came from a woman who doesn't even live there, but joined the group to complain about the, quote, scary decorations.
So, I don't live in Silver Blank, but my family drives through every Halloween because y'all give out good candy. But listen, whoever lives at 217 Oak Blank Blank, y'all have taken things way too far, okay? That damn yard looks like a murder scene. There's blood on the driveway and a clown hanging from a tree and some kind of dead baby thing by the porch. My 6-year-old screamed and dropped her bucket, so little much, don't you think?
Oh my God, not only do you people invade our neighborhood and mooch, now you bitch on Facebook. Guess what? If your kid can't handle Halloween, take her ass to a trunk or treat or leave her at home. Problem solved.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize that decorate your damn house like a gross-ass H piece of blank was the neighborhood style. But y'all accomplished that, and you're lucky we ain't face-to-face right now. But we could be real quick.
I gotta be honest. I actually agree with Robin. I do live here, and honestly, it's tacky. Every year that house gets worse. My husband and I have to drive past it constantly, and every year from September to November, and we're just over it. So give it up already. Ugh.
Thank you. Damn thank you. There ain't no need to be that filthy on Halloween. Trying to scare these damn babies out there. They don't know no better.
Man, you always got something to bitch about. If it ain't Halloween decorations, it's the Christmas decorations. And how you think it's stupid that we have a neighborhood praying. And how about if you're going to be a bitch, do it on your husband, okay? Do it to him and don't make the rest of us suffer, okay?
At least my yard doesn't look like a crime scene. Some of us have standards.
Oh, blowing out your ass, Dee. It's Halloween. There's going to be a little bit of darkness, you know. How about worrying about your own house and that rat's nest that you call the yard? Maybe sit this one out.
People bring their children through here, and this is the image we display. They shouldn't have to see hanging bodies on the way to trick-or-treat.
They don't need to be bringing their mooch-ass kids in here anyway. How about this? How about we make a deal? If you come in here to get our candy, you don't get to bitch about our decoration. It's a neighborhood, not a daycare. F off if you don't like it.
Hey, I'm Bee's husband. I usually don't comment on this kind of thing, but I agree with my wife. That display is just too much. I mean, come on. There's fake guts all over the mailbox. Thank you, Rick. Finally a man with some sense.
Huh. A man with my sense, my ass. More like a bitch with a keyboard. Hey, Rick, you bitch. Do you enjoy me pointing you in every direction when you're cutting your own grass? Because I've seen it. Or do you enjoy being such a sub to your controlling wife? Maybe just sit this one out to you, simp.
First off, that's uncalled for. All I'm just saying is, it's disturbing. We've had neighbors complain about their kids crying.
You had neighbors complain about you Rick or Trent wearing socks with Crocs too, but nobody bitched about that.
Hang on a damn minute. You are way out of line talking about my husband like that.
Well, guess what? I'm talking to you like that too, you dumb old bitch.
Wow, real mature. Y'all are just, proud of being trashy figures, I reckon.
Hell. Oh, we're trashy? Bitch, you the one who brings your kids to our neighborhood because you can't afford full-size candy bars from them fat little government-dependent sugar-sucking booger-eaters that you call kids.
Bitch, I will escalate this, and you do not want that, trust me. I'll get this whole damn thing shut down, and all y'all gonna suffer.
You wish you could afford an Escalade. The only thing you shutting down is a McDonald's drive-thru, you buck-tooth fat bitch.
Real nice, Dee. It's people like you who make our property values drop every October.
I wouldn't mind dropping you like a pound of sugar right where you stand. Then if I did that, you would tell your bitch of a husband when to wipe his own butt, wouldn't you?
Okay. That's uncalled for. I can wipe my own ass. You dumb whore, you! Talking about her husband like that is proving our point. You people are nasty.
Well, if you don't like it, you can stay in your trailer park, chick.
Keep your candy, bitch. I'll make sure the HOA fines your ass.
Well, good luck, Butch, because they already gave him best yard display. So kiss the middle of my ass, maybe?
Oh, I bet you'd love my face all in that, wouldn't you?
End scene.
Thank you, man.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it? I did. I felt as though I had said bitch a few too many times, so I did change it last minute to butch. Although some are probably offended by that as well.
Yep.
But you know what's crazy is like both of those are very real. Like people, like I think that's the big draw to trunk or treats right now is people don't want riffraff or whatever in their neighborhood. They don't want people to profile the neighborhood or know where they live or anything.
Or just hanging out, just clogging it up, man. Come on. Mooches.
That was God bless it.
Once you get a lot on trunk or treat, I mean, you get a lot of candy.
It's the best, I guess. You get more if you go there than...
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Because that's all you're, you know.
My grandson's been to... a festival and two trunkers already, and already has a bucket full of candy.
Couple trunkers.
That's a good racket to get into.
Yeah, it is.
That's the last time you checked in. He might have worked on that bucket a little bit.
Well, I told him, I said, if we have any left, we're going to go sell it to Mexican restaurants.
Oh, my God.
Remember that big controversy from 2 years ago?
He must have got that little gum.
Yeah. The guy said that they recognized the owner of a local restaurant, and they bring their kids through their neighborhood, and they get all the candy, and then they sell it at the restaurant. It's better than rotting out their teeth.
We got to turn a profit.
What you just heard was real. These were real Facebook arguments sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, though, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent. the guilty.
And the stupid, boss.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
How happy are you?
Who are you?
Is this another HR training? Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to. Are you trying to solicit me for...
We'll get to that. I'm Paige. And
slobbering.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to us by Gosling
Electric. Slobbering and nobbering.
We go to slobber each other.
How satisfied are you with your life on a scale from 1 to 10?
Better smash privets.
You know, answering that question is interesting because I feel like if you say less than a 5, your friends and constituents are going to worry about you.
Yeah, they are. Plus, people you think would be a lot higher aren't as high.
Man, that's so true because we judge everything by social media. I mean,
I'd say personally like a 7. You want to leave room. You can't be a 10, so you want to leave something to attain to get to.
No one should say 10, and you feel for those that say 5 or below.
Yeah.
That store is a lie, though. I mean, I've bought $8 things in there. So.
You got to go beyond 5. Hmm.
The answer, happiness, content and all that stuff, 6.5, 7.
Which is, look, that's a good range.
But there's still room.
Yeah.
There's room at the end.
Yeah.
Do you think it would take a lot to jump you up another whole number? Or just a couple things going the right way that maybe put you up there? Which is hard to even ask
about. I don't
know
if it's in my DNA to ever, even if things are perfect, to ever feel like you're living the 10 life. Like, if everything was perfect, just because of the way life has been, I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Which I don't know where that comes from. Was there someone holding one shoe and they dropped it, and then the other one's like, if I drop this other shoe... Your own restrictions. Slowly it falls to the ground. Air hit dad's penny loafer on the ground.
I would like to know who started that.
I'll look it up for you. So, you know.
Just like a.
I can tell you how that number would go down dramatically, but I can also tell you why it's not at a higher number now. So it's interesting. What about you, Paige?
Well, right now, until the next week, mine's probably like a 5. No. But next week I'll be happier because
she hates kids coming to her neighborhood.
That's what it is.
No, it has nothing to do. This is my mom's birthday and I miss her terribly today. And so I think once I get past this day, Halloween's always nice, and then I'll take my test next week, and then all the nightmare that I've been through in the past year will be over and I can start my business and it'll be good. But just to get through this little hump, I'll be better, you know.
That was yesterday.
Okay. I would consider somebody with a lot of money and a lot of materialistic things probably a 9 or a 10. That's my perception of it. Because you don't really, if you have problems, you got a lot of ways to hide it. Or you just don't have problems if you got money.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's also stuff you might find problematic. People would look at it and say, that ain't no big deal.
Yeah, that too. Like, it works the other way. A lot of people get upset over trivial stuff. Like, they see no end to it. They can't fix it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I kind of get personally aggravated at people like that because I'm like, well, you never struggled or you forgot how.
But it's the interesting thing is, it's like, I often find myself getting grounded, whether life shows me or I kind of have an epiphany myself, like, all right.
No TV.
Stay grounded. Yeah, no, not like that.
Healthier.
Go to timeout.
Can't touch yourself.
If you're always walking around thinking like bliss and life is perfect and nobody's gonna get me down today and all this stuff like that, life is going to. And if you have that mindset that it's never going to, and then when it really does, you don't know how to control that or deal with it. So is it wrong to expect the other shoe to drop, or is it fine to live like there are no shoes in the air at all?
Well, it's like you got to have some kind of perception, right? Some kind of being a realist, living in reality. Like, not saying that you're, it's not a negative thing, always expecting the other shoe to drop, but like, you know, realizing it might.
Rather than to be completely head in the sand, kind of.
Yeah, kind of even keeled, I guess you'd say.
My head is in the sand, but I have, I'm listening with my body.
And you're already a savant, so.
Ugh. No wonder my mom
Let's
got pissed.
Let's just let that die. That's probably better. She did the right thing getting mad about
it. I know.
That.
I was like, come
She's
on. That
protecting
sounds,
you.
That sounds kind of like I'm a sir or something.
It sounds like you.
He is a savant.
You weren't taking that special class at school. That's okay.
The one they let you graduate when you're 22.
Oh, I graduated on time. I graduated early, actually. I graduated at 17.
So I never did, so. And look at me now. I'm 42 years old, and I sniff sanitizer multiple times in the morning.
I just decided if my brother can get out of school.
And I wear shorts to work.
I'm going to get out of school and go to college.
Somebody said in the chat, you were dressed as a lady gym coach.
Like Ballbreaker from Borky's?
Yeah. I'll be playing the role of the snake.
Nah,
I won't do that.
And you be meat. Paige can be Pee-wee.
And then some.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. I just mixed in Bachelor Party. Nick,
the wrong movie.
Nick from Bachelor Party.
So we mentioned this whole thing about happiness because there was actually a study and found that if you're only hovering around a 3, it could be affecting your health in a big way.
The 3? Who would see? That's the other thing. Somebody who's really that low would be so embarrassed to admit that number. You would never find out. And that sucks too because you want to help somebody if they're really low, you know, on the scale.
But what is the, does it say like what the average is? Like
base a 3 or higher is what people generally say, and if you're excessively happy, like a 9 or a 10, that's not real good either.
But are those people like doom and gloom, like everything is always going to be a 3? You know what I'm saying? Just want to appreciate the
wins. We've known people like that.
I mean, I had to be honest. Like, I'm not like overly. It just hit me this morning that it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, and all my life it was just like she
Great
was.
Song.
So great about Halloween because it was her birthday and it was just so much fun around her. Yeah. She would make Halloween the best day of the year, and then it was her birthday too, but she would make our costumes over the top and we'd go to parties that were amazing. And
I can't mess with you today now because of that.
I know.
Well, you can mess with me any day. It's
I'm
not
glad my birthday
that.
Roast was not today.
You mess with me every day, so what is the deal? I
mean, yeah, but today especially, you gotta ease off.
But, you know, look, you know, that's an interesting point too, because like on my right arm, I have, you know, my dad's name and, you know, this little cross and everything. And
you got a red man tattoo.
I have the death date on there. Why did I put the death date on there and not his birthday? Like, why did I put? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the birthday, like without the birthday, we would have never had them. There would be no us. So the birthday is huge, more so than the death date. That right there is just, it's a reminder, but I don't need a reminder. I mean, I know it, you know?
Yeah. Would you go back and add it? The birthday?
It's too wonky now. I got it when I, don't ever, if you plan on losing weight ever in your life, wait till you then to get tattoos. Cause otherwise it's like taking a piece of paper and writing something on it and then rain getting on it and it starts to just feather out into your skin. Yeah. I know what it means. That's all that matters anyway. But
you can always get it redone.
Don't get face tattoos either.
No.
It's like you instantly regret those. Look at 6ix9ine. I'm sure he'd love to not have as many face tattoos.
Why don't you just paint it on?
Yeah, try that out for a little bit. Do the henna route. Post Malone is Doritos tattoo on his face. You don't want to do that.
Are you serious?
I think he's got one. It's all in the commercial, at least. If you have tattoos of filthy stuff, you know, you probably want to get that covered up.
What if Cody Rhodes got the American flag on his neck replaced with like a Russian flag or something when he turns heel?
Oh, they should. At least a cover up, like a paint on?
Yeah. That'd be huge.
If you got a tattoo that says basshole on your arm, I'm going to know what that tattoo was before that. So, and I applaud you for trying to alter it.
Listening to your show right now with my father, who is 72, he says that if you are alive and well, you should always have a 7 as your number or higher.
Look at that. Love that attitude at that age, too.
If you're alive and well, you should always have that number in mind. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
He's got a lot to live for at that age, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he's lived a lot already. He's in that sweet spot of retirement. Drawing a check. Just floating around, see what happens.
Probably going to breakfast right now.
Oh, yeah. Letting life come to him. Probably got a couple daughters already that are very buxom and, you know, got their own kids.
You're talking about dude's sister now.
Yeah. I know it's kind of weird, but still, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to give Dad a little bit of depth here.
I'd like to give a shout out to Paige's brother Art, who also grew up with a daughter, or a daughter, hey, oh,
he does have
sister.
A
sister. Well, I don't know about his daughter's breasts.
Oh, well, so. I do, and they're quite plump. They're ample.
How old is she, by the
way? She's a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's not saying
he don't know about your family. I pay attention. Yeah, you don't.
She's cute. Kara.
Okay.
All right. He left his page flashcards at home.
His own, or your own family. No, that's fine.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.